Now, there are two kinds of things that people worry about that destroy the power of faith. One constitutes the kind of things that you can do something about if you wish to. And the other constitutes circumstances or things over which you have no control. Obviously, the latter should be dismissed from your mind entirely because you can do nothing about it. You can relate yourself to those circumstances in such a way as they do not take you down. But the former kind, the kind that you can do something about instead of worrying about them and becoming afraid and destroying your capacity for faith, the thing to do is to jump in and do something about them. Sixth, a burning desire is the sort of material of which faith is created. A burning desire. When you lay out a definite major purpose and create a burning desire for the attainment of that purpose and do not back away from it, you bring it into your consciousness many times a day, you determine that you're going to carry out that purpose. That constitutes the finest application of faith that you could imagine.
You won't believe in an infinite intelligence if you don't believe in yourself. So here, we'll look at 8 steps to build your self-confidence, your faith in yourself, and it follows your faith in the world at large.
1. Adopt a definite major purpose and begin at once to attain it using the instructions I gave in our first broadcast on definiteness of purpose. 2. Associate behind your definite major purpose as many as possible of the 9 basic motives. 3. Write out a list of all the benefits and advantages which the attainment of your definite major purpose would give you, and call these into your mind many times daily, thereby making your mind success conscious through auto-suggestion. 4. Associate as closely as possible with people who are in sympathy with you and the object of your definite major purpose, and induce them to encourage you in every way possible. Now, this has reference only to your close friends or mastermind associates. 5. Let not a single day pass without making at least one definite move toward the attainment of your definite major purpose. Let your daily watchword be action, 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 and more action. And 6. Choose some prosperous, self-reliant person as your pacemaker, and make up your mind not only to catch up with that person, but to pass him with your own achievements. Do this silently without disclosing your plans to anyone. And 7, surround yourself with books of an inspirational nature, pictures, wall mottos, and other suggestive evidences of self-reliance as it has been demonstrated by other people. Build an atmosphere of achievement around yourself. And 8, adopt the policy of never running away from disagreeable circumstances, but stand your ground and fight it out until you overcome them, and give no quarter whatsoever to procrastination, lest it become an inferiority complex. A properly conditioned mind accepts temporary defeat only as an urge to further and greater action, and thereby throws itself in the lap of that power which operates this universe. And when I began publishing the Golden Rule magazine a good many years ago, just after the end of the World War No. 1, without operating capital, with full belief that I could make it pay, I thereby uttered a prayer of the highest order. The magazine earned over $3,000 the first year, and I didn't learn until 10 years later, in a conversation with Bernard McFadden, that in order to start a national magazine with any assurance of making it a success, one must have $1,000,000 in capital. How fortunate I did not know this in advance. By properly conditioning my mind, I went ahead with my desire to publish the magazine in precisely the same way I would have proceeded if I had had $1,000,000 in the bank to begin with.
Once you've seen the power of true faith in action, it will be difficult for you to ever doubt it again. In our next session, Napoleon Hill will tell you of the profound effect of applied faith in his life.